Again, welcome back. Attorney Steve Vondran here. We are talking in this podcast about copyright. What can you copyright versus what you cannot copyright? So this is general legal information only and not legal advice. It may not be exclusive. There may be some things on this list that there is a way you could copyright it, but these are some general rules for you. Now, when we talk about copyright, copyright does not need to be registered to be effective, although registration does have its benefits, meaning that you can file a lawsuit if your copyright is infringed, and you can seek attorney fees and statutory damages of up to $150,000 for willful copyright infringement. So there are some very important benefits to registration. So you want to know what you're able to register and what the Copyright Office may not allow you to register. Okay, so let's talk about this. Now, what types of things can be copyrighted? Generally, anything that's creative, fixed in a tangible medium of expression can be copyrighted. So the things everybody knows, a photo can be copyrighted, a book can be copyrighted, a software program can be copyrighted, your website, if it's creative, unique, that can be copyrighted, company logos can be copyrighted, drone videos can be copyrighted, a song can be copyrighted, jingles, screenplay can be copyrighted, certain toys can be subject to copyright, fictional characters can be subject to copyright, podcasts like this podcast I'm doing. So all kinds of things, artwork, drawings, you know, films, videos, comic strips. I mean, so many things can be subject to copyright protection. So that's just a list of some of the common things that you would see that would be copyrighted. Now, the important part of this podcast is what things cannot be copyrighted. So you can see those are sort of creative works, works of authorship, as they like to be known as, creative works of authorship, and you can go seek to get those copyrighted. Some things that you cannot are ideas. Some people say, I have a great idea for a video, or a great idea for a movie, or I have a great idea for a board game. Can I go out and copyright it? No, you cannot go copyright an idea. An idea is just an idea until something gets fixed down in a tangible form, in a piece of paper, a hard disk, you know, pottery fixed in a clay mold. Whatever the case, there has to be something tangible fixed. So an idea by itself is not going to work. Typically, your name, pen names, and stage names cannot be copyrighted. However, don't forget they could potentially be trademarked. So what, for example, my name is Attorney Steve, is what I go by, attorneysteve.com. And I was able to seek a trademark registration for Attorney Steve. So don't forget, because it's not copyrightable, doesn't mean that you couldn't get another form of intellectual property protection, such as a trademark. Okay? Functional items, such as fashion or useful articles, functional items, things that relate to the function of something, you can't get protection on that and prevent everybody else from coming up and with their own functional item. Now, again, that doesn't mean maybe you can't go get a patent on something. A patent is an invention and something that you can get a limited monopoly for and protect your items with a patent. So that's a whole nother topic. Business methods, recipes, things like that, typically not copyrightable. A business method, for example, a cookbook, say you put together a great cookbook, that could be copyrighted because now you're fixing the ingredients into a cookbook. But just a recipe on its own, how to make a drink, how to make an enchilada, those kinds of things, those are not usually going to be subject to copyright protection. Okay, facts again are just things commonly known. The sky is blue, the moon's 200,000 miles away, whatever, things like that. Facts cannot be copyrighted. Short phrases and catchphrases, those again are something you would be looking for trademark as opposed to copyright protection. For example, I use attorneysteve.com, the first name in legal services. That's a short phrase, it's a catchphrase, it's a slogan. And I was able to obtain a trademark on that phrase. So I have protection for attorneysteve.com, Attorney Steve, the first name in legal services. While none of that was available for copyright protection, I was able to get trademark protection for both. So be thinking about what your different options are. Works that lack originality, if you have something that just has no originality at all, let's just say take a pick something out of a hat, a stick figure, nothing more. That may not be original enough for a copyright, so you need to have a certain amount of originality to it. Books and record titles, again, cannot be copyrighted, again, but look at the trademark. So you may want to copyright your album cover, but you may want to go get a trademark on the name of your album or the name of your record titles, okay? Telephone directories, things like that, yes, there's a compiled, there's a lot of stuff put together, but it's essentially considered to be in the public domain, their facts, their numbers, you know, things like that. Domain name, some people want to know, can I copyright my domain name? No, you don't copyright your domain names. The U.S. Copyright Office won't copyright a domain name. Okay, so laws, court decisions, statutes, regulations, constitutions, treaties, those kinds of things, normally not copyrightable. Things that are done by the federal government, normally not copyrightable. State governments are different. Keep an eye on that. So those are a general overview. I think probably you get the flavor of it with these simple examples. But if you have any further questions, give us a ring. We're happy to walk you through it. We have low-cost registration to have an intellectual property law firm represent you and help you seek trademark registrations, and then also help with licensing or other issues, infringement issues that may pop up and things like that. Okay? So if you need some help, you can find us on the web at attorneysteve.com. That's attorneysteve.com, the first name in legal services. Hope you've enjoyed this podcast, and we look forward to working with you again. Take care now, have a great day, and go forth and be successful.